You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. On this third day of testimony, the government's expected to rest its case in the sentencing phase of the Zahar Tzernayev Boston Marathon bombing trial. But first, more testimony is expected from those hurt in the bombings. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, the focus yesterday was on two of those killed in the bombings.
Imagine the jurors at this trial laughing, smiling, and enjoying family and childhood photographs of those who died. That was as sure a part of the day in Courtroom 9 as was the daily onslaught of pain and memory of violence. Under the encouragement of prosecutors, the families of murdered MIT police officer Sean Collier and BU graduate student Lindsay Liu spoke of sunny childhoods, shining promise, and dazzling futures. Sean was a moral compass, Andrew Collier said of his brother. He was the one who would fight for right. Sean's stepfather, Joe Rogers, described a blended family of stepbrothers and sisters as the Brady Bunch. He wanted to be a cop from an early age, said Rogers, and he used to spill the beans about what his siblings had done, just like a cop. The jurors laughed and showed great interest in family photos of parties and trips and children, and of Collier being pinned by his mother when he graduated from the police academy. Probably the happiest day of his life, his stepdad said. The goal of the prosecution is to foster affection for the victims and humanize them so fully the jury is motivated to execute the defendant. From giving the jurors the sense of attending the next-door neighbor's family reunion, the prosecution pivoted to creating the sense of attending a wake. Then, in a sharp turn, the awful crime itself. With jurors openly weeping, Joe Rogers spoke of seeing his dead stepson with a hole in the middle of his head. He was shot to pieces. Rogers remembered his wife touching him, and blood is coming off on her hands. "And what's been the effect on your family?" asked the prosecutor. Rogers said his wife has been diagnosed with PTSD, and his children suffer from deep depression or the refusal to talk about what happened. Even being together reminds them of who's missing. Prosecutors emphasized that the devastation to families was profound. The aunt of Boston University graduate student Lindsay Liu had jurors smiling at pictures of her at Disney World in a Minnie Mouse hat. Then the prosecutor asked about China's one-child rule, eliciting the answer that Lindsay was her parents' only child. Her mother came to Boston from China and buried her in a wedding gown and a tiara like a princess. The prosecutor introduced a video of Liu's memorial service at BU. Through a translator, her father read a poem written to comfort his family.
Dear Dad and Mom, don't cry. I love you. If there is an afterlife, I will be your daughter again. May the perished rest in peace, and the survivors be strong.
Through it all, the defense never objected or cross-examined the witnesses. But when the government called a deputy U.S. Marshal for the purpose of introducing into evidence that photo of the defendant flipping the middle finger to a surveillance camera in the lockup of the courthouse back in 2013, the defense rose. Defense attorney Miriam Conrad introduced into evidence the video from which that image had been taken. And as video, that gesture reported on the front pages seemed to lose its power. It shows Tzernayev entering the cell, then walking toward the camera, which is covered by a reflecting surface, and he appears to treat it as a mirror. In less than 8 seconds' time, he touches up his hair, flashes a V sign, then, in a split second, sticks up the finger. The prosecution had called the frozen image the sign of an unrepentant killer. As video, it appears much less defiant. The defense hopes the jury decides Tzernayev is flipping himself off. Against such images and testimony, the defense begins on Monday its attempt to humanize the defendant and his middle finger to possibly save him from the death penalty. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.
You can hear more about the trial in the Boston Marathon bombing and the sentencing phase by going to our website, WBUR.org. You can check out the WBUR Boston Globe podcast, Finish Line, which is available on the website and on iTunes. You can also follow developments via Twitter at WBUR Live.